A failed space experiment has launched into a fruity success story, and it's packing a nutritional punch.
This is Discovery Now with Jennifer Pulley.
2 years ago, a researcher at North Carolina State University developed a tomato seed that would better withstand space travel. Unfortunately, the plants died while on board the International Space Station. While the space experiment was seen as a bust, the genetically altered seeds blossomed here on Earth, and the plants they produced could survive 3 weeks without water. Such a drought would kill most tomato plants, but not these, and that has huge implications for agriculture here on Earth. Since the ISS trip, the researcher, now at the University of Arkansas, has developed a new breed that not only tolerates drought, it also produces tomatoes that are high in lycopene, an antioxidant believed to help prevent cancer and other diseases. The patent is pending, and the fruit has yet to be put to the taste test, but if all goes well, this space tomato could become the next big success story here on Earth. This is Jennifer Pulley for Discovery Now.
Discovery Now is written and produced by the National Institute of Aerospace. Funding for Discovery Now provided by a grant from the American Institute of Aeronautics and Astronautics and distributed by WHRV. Visit Discovery Now on the web at discoverynow.us